countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Anyway, lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you as well. And thanks so much for your hospitality, and I hope you have a good weekend. Cheerio. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I've just spent the morning on a farm on the Dublin Meath border. And I have to say, it's probably one of the most diverse farms that there is in the country.
Cornstown House Farm straddles the Dublin Meath border, just northwest of Dublin Airport.
Your destination is on the right.
Yeah, so we're just outside Ashburn. We're based in Fingal, County Dublin, but we like to say we're from Meath.
Dominic and Fionnuala Gryson farm here along with their son Oisín.
There's 8 acres there of forestry, so that was newly planted.
Dominic's parents bought the farm back in the 1970s.
My grandparents moved over from Belgium, hence the second name Gryson. So they would have been the first generation to farm of Grysons to farm this land.
Initially a suckler and tillage farm, today it's a rich mix of tillage, cattle, sheep, poultry, donkeys, goats, native woodland forestry, ancient cereals, vegetables, bees, alpaca trekking, a farm shop, and more.
So then we moved towards organic, and we wanted to create an area that was, you know, full of sustainability and prioritised biodiversity as well.
24-year-old Oisín is a strategy advisor on food and farming with the farm accountancy firm IFAC. But he also works alongside his parents on this mixed organic enterprise.
As part of that, we decided to move away from kind of, I suppose, more conventional farming. And so that was when Mam decided that we might look at getting some alpacas to do alpaca trekking. So that kind of kick-started the diversification of the farm. That started in 2019, we did the alpaca trekking. And then we all know what came in 2020, it was kind of shut down. So we had to reassess then and kind of say, right, what are we going to do here? So we worked together on it, and we said, look, there's an opportunity here for us to diversify the farm again some more. So as part of that, we built a coffee hut. So that was our lockdown project. The cattle, it's not as main a priority as it would have been in previously, but look, it keeps us in touch with the agricultural side of it as well. And then the tillage, the ancient cereals, there's a few projects going on there. We supplied Hope Beer with some of the cereals for their winter seasonal beer this year. And then we've also supplied Small Changes, so they're a sustainable shop with low packaging. We've supplied them with some organic potatoes this year as well. So as it says, it's a diverse revenue streams, and it's a diverse farm.
I've been farming this farm all my life, and first with my father and then in our own right, and now the third generation coming on.
Oisín's dad, Dominic, is nothing if not passionate about growing a vast variety of ancient cereal crops. He's been growing them here for over 20 years, and he takes me on a whistle-stop tour of what he's sown this year.
Initially, I started growing cereals with a view for thatching.
Right.
And obviously, modern bred cereals have shorter straw, so we were steered towards growing older varieties, and they have longer straw. But as I was growing these crops, I realized that these crops didn't need as much fertilizer, didn't succumb to disease as much.
Yeah.
So I started to investigate it more. I met a man called Michael Miklas. He's a founder member of the Seed Savers, and I basically inherited some of the seeds from him. So this here, yeah, what we're walking on, is what I call Cornstown Landrace Sweet. There was a lot of different varieties. You had Maris Widgeon, Squarehead Master, and several others. And I just mixed them. And I sowed them together as a polycrop. But now this crop is quite homogeneous. Next harvest, we're going to really be trying to find out more in terms of the baking qualities, and also indeed possibly using it for malt. So when we come across here, this is actually Indian mustard. This is where we're going to grow our potatoes.
Right.
Now, I haven't experienced it, but it is supposed to reduce the incidence of common scab. We're trying to use whatever we can in our arsenal to produce a top quality potato. This here is an ancient cereal which is called emmer wheat. Emmer wheat was grown on the banks of the Boyne when they built Newgrange. This is the cereal that fueled our civilization. So this is probably what people grew and probably why agriculture started to be founded in the first place. So it would have originated in the Fertile Crescent up in Egypt, made its way through Europe with Neolithic man, eventually coming to Ireland, and probably one of the biggest fields of emmer wheat in Ireland at the moment. It's a history book that we're walking across.
Back in the shed in the farmyard, Fionnuala introduces me to two of the alpacas which reside on this open farm.
So, I was a teacher and I retired and was looking for something to do. Loved animals, loved nature, lived on a farm, and so I bought two alpacas.
And how many have you now?
Nine.
And what attracted you to the alpacas?
They're fleece initially.
Okay.
Because I knit and I spin and I weave. So my plan was to sit in a chair and do all of those things. And instead we do this. We do alpaca trekking. This is Dermot.
Hello, Dermot.
And this is Anya. Dermot sings. He chats to everybody. And so does Anya. They hum all of the time. Every time they see you, they'll give you a greeting. And they'll hum at each other. And if when they go back out to the others to meet them later on, there'll be a big chat between them as to what went on, I reckon. And they've different types of fleeces. They are shorn every year. Dermot actually doesn't need to be because his fleece grows down like a cloak. And it's absolutely beautiful. It moves when they're running like a curtain.
My name is Fiona Bryson. I'm going to be playing Moon River by Henry Mancini, arranged by Skylar Kanga.
This shed is also the venue for twice monthly concerts, where another Gryson, daughter Fiona, can be seen playing the harp.
This is what's known as a grey partridge strip. So it's a combination of grass and then an alternation of cereals. Grey partridge are a member of the pheasant family. They're practically extinct. They're on the same page as the corncrake. The key element in it is the sowing of the kale, because the Green Revolution resulted in the demise of charlock in cereals. Charlock is a member of the brassica family and is a food for the cabbage white butterfly. The caterpillars are a key part of the diet of the chicks of the grey partridge. Take away the caterpillars, take away the grey partridge. So this is why the grey partridge has disappeared from the landscape, and this is why this measure has been reintroduced.
And so that's an area for the grey partridge, which is a red listed bird, to nest. We have red yellowhammers, we've swifts, we've buzzards, we've kestrels, we've a number of red listed birds and other birds of prey here. So they've only recently come back in since we've started to farm the farm in tune with nature.
Thank you very much for showing us around this lovely farm here, right on smack bang on the Meath-Dublin border, which you're very much a Meath man. It's great chatting to you, and every success to the family here on Cornstown House Farm for 2022.
Thanks very much, Damien. Thank you.
And that was Usheen Gryson, and along with his siblings and parents, they run the Cornstown Farm outside Ashburn in County Meath. And if you want to find out about all that they do there, it's open to the public as well, including, of course, that alpaca trekking. You can go to www.cornstownhouse.ie.